Well, yet again, here we see the second tranche of this money from the Dublin government, but it does come anywhere near the needs that exist here in Donegal. We have probably one of the biggest road infrastructure within the whole Free State, and the money that we are getting and the pace that we're getting at that, it could take anything up to 30 plus years to do all the roads that have been applied for to date. We have been consistently on to the government, raising the issue, highlighting the issue that the monies that have been sent is not enough to meet the demand that are out there. And if you look at the scheme, it's very much focused on farming, which is nothing wrong with that, and bogs. But the reality is, in terms of farming and herd numbering, is there haven't been people farming as it was many years ago. A lot of families have given up their herd numbers. So a lot of families, so you could have a road with maybe about 5, 6, anything up to 20, 30 houses in it. But because there's no herd number in it, they're not meeting the needs. The scheme needs to be re-looked at. And what we need is more funding, proper funding, not the pennies that are being punched out there at every couple of months. When you look at it all together, certainly it sounds like there's a huge amount of money. But if you look at the size of Donegal, from Buncrana to Bundoran to the top on Ashone to our islands off the coast here, right on into East Donegal, it's a massive area with a massive infrastructure. It does not meet the needs of our county. And our TDs know this, and especially the TDs that are in government.